The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
Welcome to another episode of the Gimmick Podcast on the Wrestling Viewpoint Network. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen. Happy to be back. I'm the Internet's Mark Budonica, joined as always by the one and only Brandon Taylor.
Yep, this guy.
The
normal guy.
The regular person.
The one and only guy who is as average as could possibly be.
I don't call you average.
This guy.
Yeah, just continue. I like how I poured myself a glass of water and then I left it in the other room.
Poured myself something else.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm looking at it. You got cans. Hey, man.
Are you doing anything after NXT, which is coming up here shortly?
Unfortunately, yes, but there's enough time. So maybe have a wonderful adult beverage. A daddy soda. It's been a while since we've done a gimmick podcast. I've always been of the mindset that we don't have a set schedule, or at least yet.
We certainly don't seem to.
No, we don't.
We haven't before, and we don't now.
No, and a very special thank you to Ken Knapsack, who allows us to have this errant schedule. We've been very busy in life, very busy in wrestling, very busy in a lot of things. Most notably, these past couple of months have been about my marriage, which my lovely wife Andrea and I we did the deed. Everything is good.
You consummated, did you?
No, we did the ceremony.
I witnessed that.
Now you get out of here, Snagglepuss. not the other thing. So the only thing that we don't have is the certificate. We're still waiting from the state of California to
It'll take a little while. Ours took a little while.
And we got some checks to cash, so I really hope that it comes soon. But
They wrote
Mr. and Mrs. Donica, and the bank went, that's not
they,
you.
They did that for ours too. Mm. Yeah. Although I think you should be able to cash.
No. They said while we don't need your name to be changed, if we have the marriage license that says that you two got married, then we can do it. Yeah. Either way, regardless. So that's just got back from my honeymoon. That was a whole bunch of fun. I was really hoping.
How many countries and cities did you go to?
Three countries, five cities technically.
Yeah.
London, England was one country, one city. Copenhagen, Denmark. I was just in the airport, but for a lot longer than I wanted to be. Terrible, terrible story. Though I kept myself awake by catching up on wrestling and Bobby Roode's Glorious theme.
Oh.
Like, it was 4 a.m. and I went, no, gotta wake up, gotta wake up. Turn it on, and it was empty airport, and I was just like, sucked it in and put my arms out. I was like, glorious. And it worked. It worked. It was great. And then in Sweden, we were in Stockholm, Visby, and specifically Gotland on Visby, which is Sheep's Island, and is wonderful. My grandfather-in-law owns a lot of the land on it.
That's interesting.
So we got a chance. Most of the best thing about the trip that saved us so much money is we stayed with family a lot.
Yeah.
So we only had to, for a 10-day trip, we only had to stay in a hotel 2 nights.
Yeah.
Which
cost
effective.
What you have to do if you're traveling a lot. It's what wrestlers do. It's what I did when I went to Ohio recently. Except for one night we were in a hotel because it was, we could hang out with people and be in a hotel. So we decided to just do that. We stayed in a Roadway Inn, which was painfully cheap divided four ways.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
The next trip, though, Andrea and I loved London. We saw American Idiot and Aladdin. But we want to go back because Andrea wants to do more stuff. I want to do more stuff. I got to take in a progress show.
Yeah.
I just got to do something wrestling.
I mean, did you get a whiff of all the wrestling that's out there while you were there? Because I know it's in really prime condition.
We were only there for 2.5 days.
Okay.
And we got a speed tour of all of the tourist traps. We stayed with her cousin who was just like, you don't want to go in there. You have to pay and it's really boring.
Yeah,
so just go to the free stuff. So we went to the National, the Art Gallery, which is great. We went to the National Museum. We almost went to the Art Gallery and then we ran out of time. We're going to be doing a little bit more of possibly a more wrestling trip. We considered this our honeymoon beta. We were just testing it out, working out the kinks, and then next year,
two honeymoons.
We'll do it because it was kind of like homework, you know. Like we went to visit family. Like that was the reason we went to Europe was because we visited Andrea's uncle for a wedding.
Whatever.
fine. Well, what I'm trying to say is next April, first weekend is going to be WrestleMania, and we're planning to be out there for many reasons.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks after that, Andrew and I are going back. We're going to go to the Star Wars convention. Celebration is going to be in Orlando this year, and I'm trying to go to at least an NXT house show.
Yeah.
And NXT is doing
you'll be going to one of those very soon.
Yeah, because NXT announced so many house shows.
Yeah.
And so many shows
finally
in general.
Finally, an entire West Coast tour is coming up.
Yeah, 5-day tour. They announced that they're going to be doing a Takeover Toronto for Survivor Series.
Takeover Toronto?
Yeah, that's Takeover Toronto. Oh, no, you can just come right in. You don't have to take over nothing.
You can do it as long as you leave it as clean as when you got here.
That'd be so nice. Yeah. They're stopping in Japan before they head off to Australia and
New
Zealand.
It is on the way.
Seriously.
It's
like,
right there.
I mean, if we go...
You just hook a big right once you get to Japan and you hit Australia.
If we go a couple days early, we can hit some spots in Japan. Yeah. All right, sure, great. And so they're going to be in Osaka for that. But yeah, I'm super excited for the LA tour or for the California tour.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, how many days of that are you going to go to? And I went, probably one. Well, like, I'm excited.
For me, I'm almost tempted to just like... go on the
Show
road
up.
Like what's gonna stop me from going LA, Bakersfield, San Jose, all the others, like what's stopping me?
It's a you can go. I have to be here.
Right.
And who knows where the studio is gonna be by the time we hit October, because like now that all of the wedding stuff is done, like I have plans, man. So I want to get us kicked off. And since WWE hasn't publicly announced it, but they announced it at the house show, Royal Rumble is coming in January, so I want us to be...
I didn't even know that until you told me a couple minutes ago. I was like, but they, it is?
So, since that's one of the big four, I figure we can try to get some sort of coverage. We could line people up and have them just do a whole bunch of interviews in the studio.
I hope they have a press day.
I hope so,
too. Royal Rumble's a huge event.
They didn't last year, from what I recall. Either way, super, like... whole bunch of wrestling, like keeping up with it. The CWC. Have you been keeping up with the CWC? Well, no. Forget that. Hold on. We'll go back to that. Okay. What have you talked about Ohio? What have you been up to? Talk about old timey wrestling.
I've been doing a lot of stuff. I did ROH.
That's right.
I was doing a lot with ROH when they were in Vegas again. Mm-hmm. That was fun, but it was just long. But it's always great seeing those guys. A lot of great professionals backstage. Just a great locker room in general. Mm-hmm. Then the next week I was out for Old Wrestling in Ohio, which was just... Yeah. Honestly, there was a general consensus amongst everybody who worked that show. If we could take that show on the road and just give up everything else, like any other sort of wrestling shows, and just take that show on the road, everybody would do it who was on that show.
Really? Why so?
It's just an absolutely great show. It's a great atmosphere. It sort of tries to function as a sort of hole in the space-time continuum where you can absolutely suspend your disbelief. People come dressed in old-fashioned clothing, and it was just great. Everybody on that show had a great attitude, and the match I had was so much fun to be a part of, because it focused on the parts of wrestling that I enjoy the most and that don't really get a lot of love on the West Coast. It was a lot of comedy, which is something that I enjoy doing but does not get
do
over.
You do you enjoy doing comedy?
I do, but I've also, like, you have to go hard on the West Coast, which is which is rough. But it was a fun show. We ended up doing like a 20-minute match, which was a 6-man tag, and it was just a great show in general. And I would absolutely do that again in a heartbeat. It was something I had wanted to do, and I can check that off my bucket list of I was at Old Wrestling Extravaganza. So that was absolutely fantastic for me. And then PWI's 500 came out,
yes,
and I found out what my number is this year, which I didn't know what it was going to be. But it ended up being 446, which means I jumped like more than 50 spots.
Yeah, you did.
It was like 497 to 446, and that's pretty good. But it's still tough, even though I jumped 50 spots. For being like 100% honest, I didn't like the write-up they gave me. in the magazine. It sounded like I was retired or retiring. Like, oh, he's just in the West Coast. You know, he's really just staying in Hollywood. And I'm not.
No.
I've been all over.
As you mentioned on social media, you've traveled the most this year.
Like, it's one of those things I was sort of exacerbated or just absolutely frustrated when I saw it. I'm like, I don't think that a lot of the West Coast guys get enough credit for being top-tier performers. Because even when I was out in Ohio, I got a couple of wrestlers who were like basically converts. They knew who I was, but they'd never seen me wrestle before. And all of a sudden, after seeing me live, they go, oh, wait, this guy can work. He can go.
Come on.
No, that's fine. That's okay. Normal that wrestlers think that, because you really can't judge anybody from a lot of different things. But I think the problem is the casual fans, or even the smart fans. The smart fans are so East Coast centric in this country that they get so much more love and attention and devotion. And the West Coast guys are left to our own devices. And we're completely tearing it up out here, you know, and no one else can notice.
And usually the only thing that people pick up on is PWG, which right. is kind
of... Which is a whole lot of East Coast international guys coming into our backyard yeah. and putting on a show that completely sells out. So once again,
sells out.
Yeah.
Selling out.
It shows that in this country at this point in time, there is such an emphasis on East Coast wrestling, and if you're not on the East Coast, you don't get a lot of the attention that a lot of the other guys do. And it's frustrating to sit here and do everything that I'm doing. And I've been working at AfterBuzz for 3 years. I don't hear anything about that. I'm doing all this other stuff with all these other people. I'm working for Evolve and ROH. I'm at all these major events this year, and it does not get mentioned at all by anybody. And I just have to sort of sit here and go, look at me. Look at all I'm doing. I'm doing really great. And I just have to wait for somebody to go, yes, that guy's got it. But jumping 50 spots, yeah, it's deserved. I just wish there was a light shined a bit more appropriately on all the other stuff I'm doing that's not necessarily inside the wrestling ring, but that's as important in wrestling as being in a ring and yeah. winning a championship. I think all the other stuff that I do outside of winning championships is just as important.
No, I agree. You're putting in your time to all of these other companies to yeah. just, you're doing it what some would call, and I would call as well, the right way. You're getting in with these companies by doing the right things.
Yeah.
From stories that I've heard from you, I know that it's not totally going unnoticed.
No, I know it's not. I'm just...
Yeah. There's a lot of people at,
tired
naturally, and I'll tell you before I took this break, I was getting tired of a lot of things, and I'm still tired of a lot of things. But it got to a point where I was looking at all of the stuff that people are doing, including you, and going just do it and show people, and they'll go, oh, okay. And like yeah, there's gonna be a breaking point soon when it comes to all of the work that I'm doing and all yeah. and finally be able to talk about it and show it, and hopefully that's not before too long, it's getting me excited like not just about being a fan of this industry and being a follower of this industry, but in being a creator and being creative and seeing the stuff that you and Jervis have been able to put on the yeah. commercial, the Monocle commercial, where you're just...
I want that to be on YouTube, so it can be seen.
I have to wipe myself.
everybody loved that, and we basically just shot it, and it was what it was, mm-hmm. and we wanted it to be as ridiculous. And him in that robe, did you love that robe?
I did.
That wasn't even his. That was somebody else's. He borrowed it. It was just, it's the best. And actually, a funny story, Marion Fontaine, who is the creator of Old Wrestling,
yeah.
came up to us and said, holy crap, did you see Rocky Romero commented on that video that you guys did for the commercial? And we're just like, oh, yeah, he's a friend. Like, he's Rocky. Like, it's cool that you think it's cool, but to us, it's
hey, Rocky.
Rocky,
watch it.
Like, cool.
That's
I don't know. It's funny when your friends are a big deal and other people think that. It's just normal to you. It's just silly sometimes.
Yeah. We said it at the beginning of the year, or at least I said it at the beginning of the year, and we're starting to run out of time. But I said in January that 2016 was going to be a big year for the NX team. So far, it's working for one of us.
Well, and I think it's pretty big. I think you and I are sowing the seeds definitely for what's going to be coming up here. And
yes.
I think the moral of the story for us is we just have to keep doing what we're doing. And I've heard this from a lot of people, and a lot of people who know I'm frustrated. They just look at me and what I'm doing right now, and they go, just keep at it. Literally, you're doing everything you should be doing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we are doing everything we should be doing. And we just need to just keep with it, and it's going to work out. It's going to pay off.
This is a very interesting show today. But I would like, thank you to everybody who has stuck with us and following our Twitter feed, though we do not update it that often. This is the type of wrestling show that I at least enjoy listening to, where it's not necessarily like you could go to a dirt sheet or WWE.com or follow them on Twitter to get news, but it's the people, it's connecting in a way about a product that not a lot of people seem. It's still so weird to me how wrestling isn't accepted as a culture. It's so bizarre.
It's weird. It's only weird because we're on the West Coast. When I was in Ohio recently, there was the day Jervis and I left, we ended up signing like 3 autographs randomly from people who didn't even know who we were.
Yeah.
Simply, they knew that we were wrestlers and we were on television. They asked for our autographs. So it's a big deal, not here. It's just that thing of being in the entertainment capital of the world. What we're doing is technically the redheaded stepchild of entertainment, but in middle America, we're the jam, baby.
And that's our one.
We get the one.
Unless I edit it, unless I beep it. But I did see one dad in London wearing a Dean Ambrose shirt with his, like, walking down the street with his family.
Right.
I was like, okay, that's something. Like the entire, it's a completely different type. But even in general, like in terms of in popular media and in on the internet, and people go, wrestling, really? And it's like, well, all your stuff. And that's also not what this show is going to be. Yeah. But it's still just interesting.
I would rather convert somebody who's never seen or never taken wrestling seriously. I'd rather convert them to wrestling than try and convert somebody who already follows wrestling to somebody that they don't like.
Yeah,
that is so much easier to me. Because people who already have opinions about wrestling are so hard to sway. But people who are brand new to wrestling, you can explain it to them. And they'll get it. It just takes some time and some understanding. But the close-minded, smart fans are by far the biggest pain in the butt to me.
Well, it was like for this last takeover for Brooklyn 2, I was watching the show at home. Andrew was just getting home from work. And the montage for Nakamura and Joe came on, and I was like, it's the main event, we'll go after this because we had somewhere to be right after. So she sat down and just was like, all right, I'm watching wrestling now. And her favorite wrestler was Eddie Guerrero, and she really started to get into it right before he died,
which was
really unfortunate.
He's my favorite. Well, he's dead now.
What? but either way, it started with the violin performance.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is cool. And I was like, oh, this is the weird guy I wanted to show you. And he was like, I like him.
Yeah.
He's weird. I like him. And she was I was sitting there watching just silently like I do wrestling sometimes. And she was randomly commenting, like as Joe was getting a little bit more intense, it's like, the fans don't like you. You should probably stop doing that. And it's just like, oh, cool. She's reacting. Yeah. Just a genuine general reaction. And that's the type of stuff where if you just stop and you watch, you're like, I see why this is enjoyable. Right. But she's also seen it live.
There was also a Reddit post that was kind of like that. A guy in the UK posted the story about how his dad walked in when the tag team match was happening.
From TakeOver?
Yeah. Yeah. So his dad really got into it, but he's not a wrestling fan. He's actually like one of those guys who doesn't like wrestlers, mm-hmm. Thinks that wrestlers are meatheads, whatever. But he really got into the match, and while the guy who posted this was popping for all the moves and was like, oh, look at that, his dad was popping for all the little things in between and the cheating from
Revival.
And how the foot on the ropes actually got his dad, and his dad got like physically angry that happened. Like, and that's what wrestling is. Mm-hmm. It's not the big moves. It's all the little things that tell the story to the casual fan that they can follow. And then he even stayed after that match because it was good enough. He stayed and watched Nakamura and Joe. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get Nakamura, which is fine.
That's fine.
Like, but as soon as Joe came out, his dad was like, oh, that's a bad man right there. That's a bad man.
I think Joe would like to hear that.
Yeah.
You know?
So he automatically got that Joe is the big bad dude, and he can still magically sort of float like a butterfly at times, which is super impressive when you're watching a guy who's that size. So it's interesting seeing casual fans react, and I think it's better when you see it through the eyes of somebody who's fresh rather than somebody who's just in the trenches every day.
Yeah.
Like I am.
So for, I mean, like we all are.
Yeah.
I would, sorry, I just saw Jervis's logo on the shirt.
Yeah.
That's really cool. For anybody who's listening that has a story of a non-wrestling fan, like maybe
have you converted somebody
has anybody caught you in the act of
watching
professional wrestling, let us know. Get us on Twitter at the Gimmick Pod on Twitter, and if you want to help support the show, maybe inspire us to do shows a little more often, why don't you go to nxteam.spreadshirt.com, pick yourself a t-shirt. The t stands for television.
It doesn't,
but
nope.
Make sure to hit up some of our stuff. We did a big post WrestleMania rush of designs, and I'm slowly starting.
Actually, there's a design I was looking for on of mine that I didn't see.
Which one? It,
the boxcar style.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did
you put that up?
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't find it.
What?
Like I went to the hobo section on.
Maybe it's not in the hobo section.
Okay.
But
so I was like, I swear he put that up.
I did. Maybe it's just not. I just didn't.
Because
put it
somebody on Twitter was asking me what's the hobo equivalent to strong style. I'm like boxcar style.
Yeah,
I was
right
gonna throw him a shirt, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's right here.
Ah.
Yeah, it's on the. It's the first one on the second page.
There we go. Because I really like the hobo.
That was genius.
Yeah, like, it was like
when you get an idea for a shirt, I'm beyond. I mean, the AC/DC one is pretty good.
That's pretty easy.
But the boxcar style was really good. And I also like that one compared to the new Nakamura one that I made with mine.
Yeah, that was cool.
Did you watch Raw this past week?
No.
Any of Raw? Any of the videos?
Pieces.
Because I know you asked me about the Sasha Swerve.
Yeah, because people were asking me on Twitter.
Is this real?
Like, could she be leaving?
She
had crazy.
Everybody in the back of the head was like, nah, this. She announced last week that she was going to be okay. So it was like,
I saw her pictures at the PC. I'm like, she's totally fine.
but she did the thing where anytime that she speaks as herself, as opposed to as the boss, where she sort of falters in voice a little bit and starts to get a little bit, just a teeny bit in the right areas, and just like, this is going against every logical thought that I have in my head. And then it was just like, I just kept getting closer and closer to the TV. And, once Dana Brooke's music hit, it was like, okay, it's a work. Oh, thank God. Okay. Just because she's my favorite. She's absolute favorite.
A lot of people. So I think they're building her up as being a baby face. Like a really strong baby face.
But I don't just mean like my favorite women's wrestler. I mean, she's my favorite wrestler right now on the current product.
Yeah.
Absolutely love her.
And I still don't have a version of her shirt like in my possession.
Yeah.
I have the legit Smark one, but I need to get it.
That match that she and Charlotte had.
SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Crazy. The wrong kind of crazy.
That was rough to watch.
Yes.
She needed to just, I just kept looking at the screen going, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. And it ended up being so fast it turned into a train wreck. One thing didn't connect and it all just fell apart. I'm like, oh man. You guys, I don't know if I think it might have been one of those situations where they had a lot they wanted to do and their time got shortened. So they were like, okay, we gotta fit all this stuff into this tinier bag, and it just didn't work. But I think it made for a good story, but it just got out of hand.
What do you think? What was your favorite match on the SummerSlam card?
Boy, I can't really remember them all. So
fair play.
Yeah, that's the one I remember the most because it was just. Kind of
a little bit of a landmark.
Yeah.
John Cena and AJ Styles.
That was good. Was really good. I like that. That was compelling, and the fact that AJ won at the end was also very compelling.
And
so.
And Cena has essentially been gone ever since.
It obviously was a huge loss because he's not going to be at the pay per view.
No,
on
he's
Sunday,
not going to be on Backlash either.
Yeah.
So this
is significant.
Backlash is going to be the first of this new brand extensions solo pay-per-views. Do you think
is this that, Raw or SmackDown?
SmackDown. Do you think SmackDown with the Women's Championship six-pack challenge, new tag team title belt?
Do we know what the new belts look like?
Yes, the new Women's Championship belt is essentially a blue background instead of a red background. Looks good.
Okay.
And the tag titles I like a lot better than the Raw ones. Same design, but blue strap. Silver medallions.
Okay.
Slick. Very slick, as opposed to bronze. Now, if it was the bronze on a red strap,
I don't mind the bronze, which is weird because I've never seen a belt in bronze before, which immediately sets it apart from any other belt.
Sure, I can give you
and
that.
And I like that.
But I also like...
Plus, if it's actually copper, it's worth its weight. Like, that's as good as real gold.
I like the silver and platinum style belts just because those are so different than what we have, though it sort of gives the idea that it's second rate if it's silver compared to gold.
Yeah.
But it does one up the bronze of the Raw by being silver.
Although,
but
Hollywood's belts are like that. Heritage is silver and tag team's gold.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I like the designs. Do you think... So, it's those matches. Did you know what happened on SmackDown with American Alpha?
Usos turned heel, took him out.
Yeah. Took out Chad Gable, they said on Talking Smack he's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks.
What did they do to him? I didn't see that. I just heard about it.
They beat the crap out of it. Like, American Alpha won. Essentially, they hit their finisher instantly and won. And then the Usos just
won on
went
who?
Up.
The Usos?
Yeah. They beat the Usos. And then the Usos beat down Chad Gable.
I thought it was a run-in.
No.
Okay.
It was the match. So, technically, American Alpha made it into the finals for the tag team championship. Right. So, they still have a right.
Just took their spot back by completely taking out.
They didn't take the spot. There's going to now be an additional match at Backlash. So, it's going to be the Hype Bros versus the Usos, who were both essentially the first place of the loser's bracket. So, it's going to be those two for a match, and then they're going to have to face in a second match Rhino and Heath Slater for the finals.
Boy, that's really an interesting way to do it. I don't know why they did it, but it does change
because that way the Usos still have to earn their way in instead of like, oh, well, you beat them up, why are we going to reward
and
you?
American Alpha is still the commodity that everybody wants to see because you just took them away from the audience.
Because
you want them. That's why.
Exactly. And that makes them. That also makes them number one contender. The instant whoever wins.
Yeah.
So if it's the Usos, then that gives the American Alpha an excuse to win. When they do eventually get the tag team championships, then it will.
It's nice having a story.
Yeah.
In a tag team situation.
It's good.
That's nice. It's different from main roster.
As opposed to more often. New Day facing off against the Old Day with Gallows and Anderson. That was weird. I think everybody's worried about Gallows and Anderson not being the badasses that they were in Japan, and they're just being silly. It's like, hey, everybody calls you Doc. Why don't we make you a doctor of something? It's like, last time that worked, we had a doctor of Thuganomics. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I like Doc.
There's a bunch of stories.
Ruck fools.
Yes. Ruck them. Ruck them all.
Ruck them fools.
There's a bunch of stories coming out about the club in WWE.
Yeah.
One of which being Gallows' real life wife had Twitter heat with Dana Brooke.
Really?
For a spot that she did with the club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the other story was Vince McMahon not knowing that Gallows was ever Festus. He has zero memory of him ever existing. And the good part of the story was somebody was teasing Gallows in Gorilla going, I'm going to tell Vince you were Festus. And he goes, nah, man, I really need this push right now. Don't tell.
Why remember? Who needs to be reminded of that?
Biscuits and gravy! That was a Vince baby, supposedly.
Was Festus?
It was Festus. It's the whole idea of, oh, he's gonna be an animal. As soon as that bell rings, he's gonna tear him apart.
It's awful.
That was, I think, my best Vince impression. That's a good actually. One.
Watching too much Camp WWE. Mm. So sort of as a way to bring it home, for the rest of the year, what are your plans in the wrestling world? If there's anything you can talk about, are you traveling again?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can announce it yet. There's a big thing I'm waiting to announce because I don't know if it's going to be made public before it happens. It's in November, international, and more than that, I'm not going to say because I don't know when I should say it. it's a very weird position to be in, to be on a very a huge show. The talk of this show just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and I just sort of feel really awkward saying that I'm going to be a part of it because it's like, why would you be a part of it? Like, what the hell do you have to do with any of this? And I'm like, I don't have anything to do with it, but you have to trust me. I'm going to be there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I literally have no idea about that. There may be something in December I got contacted about.
That'd be cool.
Midwest. I'm working on that. But Arizona's coming up.
Yeah, Arizona. That's you've also got the anniversary show.
Yeah, that's on Sunday.
Yeah, you're taping. It's not. Of course, it's not live.
It's
you and Classic Connection, right?
It's us. Yeah, it's Friendship Express and Classic Connection. The last big event we did, we actually periscoped the match live.
That was great. I actually watched it from the studio.
Yeah. So we may or may not be doing that again. We like
smart.
To make our big shows big, so that may or may not be happening.
That would be smart.
But it's us versus Classic Connection again, which is kind of funny because we haven't seen them in like a month.
Interesting.
So the build, I don't know if the build is there, but they won the last time we had a match. Well, I mean, by disqualification.
But also, that was one-on-one as opposed to the multi...
Right, it was a classic tag match.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see what you did there.
Yes. So
the classic connection.
And they managed to win that, so it's not exactly like we're sitting in the most comfortable position. We don't win a lot, but we win when it counts, which makes it like really nail biting for us and for everybody else.
Sure.
Be like, okay, we lost the last one, but can we win this one? Like It's a little nerve-wracking.
I can understand
that. But Arizona's coming up. That's on September 17th at the Desert Diamond Casino in Tucson, Arizona. And that's a big show.
It's gonna be
We're trying to fill up that room. They're actually...
Is it going to be televised?
Yeah, but locally.
Okay.
That's on local television.
That's cool.
We had a deal with a radio station out there. I think it was 98.7 was giving away tickets.
Oh yeah, I saw Joe, our friend, good friend Joe Galley.
Yeah,
talk about that.
Joe Galley was posting about that. I was too, and I think it's great. It's got a good build. Like it's funny, Arizona was completely void of any
wrestling.
Quality American wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that much, and then all of a sudden, like all these things start to pop up at about the same time. Like there's a new promotion called PHX Wrestling, mm-hmm. and there's Arizona Arizona champion. It's like another Arizona company that's getting some buzz, and it seems like a whole lot of people from California and the surrounding areas have decided that, oh wait, there's a need for actual quality wrestling, so they injected themselves into Arizona.
And it also brings it from like slowly going east,
right?
You know, we're taking it back and trying to connect it a little bit more.
It's because there's a big gap between the east and the west, like I was talking about earlier.
So please, if you're in the Arizona area or not, just flip and go to the show. Why not? as always, you can. I'm at the studio. I'm trying to develop new stuff for it. Same thing as you. Hopefully, we'll be able to announce some stuff. We just started a show with Sean Waltman, X-Pac 12360.
I just saw him.
Yeah, he was just here recording the show.
So what's up?
Still have some of the graphics up, but it's so far it's been a really fun experience with him. The show's going to keep evolving.
He's a cool dude.
He's a great guy.
And I actually might be doing more with him in the future.
Good. I hope so. I really do. And so make sure to check that out on the AfterBuzz Network. We're trying to work on more wrestling content for there, as we've been saying on this show for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's finally starting to turn a corner, and maybe we'll be able to talk about some stuff, and I'll be able to let off some steam here. But as always, make sure to help us out, support us, like us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter for updates, because there will be a lot of updates soon.
Certainly.
And support the show by going to nxteam.spreadshirt.com. We have gimmicks as well as stuff for our own
personalities,
some for the Smark, some for Hobo, and our awesome New Day style t-shirts and buttons and
it's over
mugs.
Like Rover.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Hobo, where can the folks find you? Or Brandon, where can they find you or the Hobo?
You can just
Twitter?
Find the Hobo on Twitter at True Hobo and
what
on
about
Facebook.
The Wrestle Center.
I'm having a little trouble with that Twitter account right now.
Alright, never mind.
So we're
follow
not gonna
True
put
Hobo.
That over just yet.
So follow at True Hobo, follow me at Mark B. Donica, follow the show at the Gimmick Pod. Thanks again to Ken Knapsack and the Wrestling Viewpoint Network. Until whenever the next time we meet is enjoy your wrestling, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.